I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome to the program. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Great hour, of course, just ahead for you once again. This is all planned out, but of course, hey, you know what? You could change that for us if you like. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. We're standing by, ready to talk about several items of interest this hour, including something that, once again, trying to clear up some of the confusion in this, managing your bonds and your fixed income investments. You got certain terms. You got things like yield. You got yield to maturity. Those things come to mind. What do we mean when we talk about things like that? What about duration? There's another word you often hear with regard to bonds, duration. Sounds kind of important, and guess what? Yeah, it is. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the different types of bond investments that are out there for you. And by the way, yeah, some of the risks involved. There are risks in purchasing bonds. And I don't mean just default risk. You know that if you purchase a corporate bond or you purchase some of these high yield junk bonds, as they're called, oftentimes the risk is that the company's not going to pay you back because a bond is a loan. But hey, there are other risks too. There are risks owning a 10-year, treasury investment. We'll tell you what those are. That's all coming up here with the Brain Trust. Now, our number in the studio, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637, spells out PLANNER. You can also email us at wealthed.com. Our website, you go to the Find Your Answer link there at the upper part of the page. WealthEd, of course, is your resource and ours for all the topics we talk about on this program. So you can go there and find out about anything that we discuss on this show. Getting things started with our Brain Trust Advisor-in-Chief, that's Professor Rick Plum. Here, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, we thank them for sponsoring this hour of the program. If you want to talk off the air to any of the Brain Trust advisors, you can reach them at this phone number, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. Talk to them about anything we talk about or whatever's on your mind. You know, everyone has a different issue of one type or another regarding money. You need to call the Brain Trust, tell them about your situation, and they'll make sure that you're on the right path to retirement. They'll do their best. You can reach the advisors off the air once again, 800-644-1150, or alternatively, I would suggest if you want to speak to the Brain Trust right away, we're here for you in studio, ready to take your calls live. You can call us here, 877-PLANNER. Once again, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. So in order to talk about bonds, we're going to talk a little bit about the relationship between interest rates and bonds. First question I think that we get from people is, why would anyone use or own bonds anymore at all, given where interest rates are today?
Well, it's a little tougher sell today than it was, back when interest rates actually rewarded us for owning them. But they still have a diversification point of view. So if you're using them as part of a portfolio to try to diversify. Now, we talk about there's a tighter correlation, meaning the movement in lockstep type issue, with the stock market than there used to be. But it's not an exact correlation. So they do act and go up and down differently than the stock market. There are times that the bond market will move one way and the stock market will move another. So they're not in lockstep, and they do still have at least some amount of income being generated from them that can be useful to help dollar cost average, to reinvest back in and buy when the valuations go up or down. So it does have a place in a portfolio, at least partially, for that diversification idea. Where we're not seeing it used as much as a pure income play. You know, back when interest rates were 5, 6, 7, 8, 10%, whatever they were back in the old days, you could put together a laddered bond portfolio. You could put together a diversified bond portfolio that created a nice, usable cash flow just from the interest payments and do okay with it. And then, you know, with the declining interest rates, you even got some boost on the principal. That just doesn't happen anymore. We don't have those nice interest rates. We have very, very low interest rates. And we're down still under 1.7% on a 10-year treasury. So it's a matter of, why are we using them? Well, at times, used, you know, appropriately, they can add to a portfolio and help reduce the risk substantially from an overall portfolio standpoint, and, you know, be able to use it as, you know, but we don't use it for income as much anymore. It used to be we would talk to people and they'd have a good chunk, 30, 40, 50% of their money in a laddered bond portfolio. Now you talk to people and they say, what's a laddered bond portfolio? And what does a laddered bond portfolio even do or pay? It doesn't pay much right now is the problem. A laddered portfolio is where you're dealing with individual bonds. You go out and you buy a 2, a 3. Let's say you needed, this is, back in the day, if you needed $20,000 a year to spend, you would keep $40,000 in cash to, in a money market that was paying 4 or 5%, and then you had the money, $20,000 this year, $20,000 next year, and then you had a bond that matured at the end of 2 years for $20,000, a bond that matured 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You had staggered maturities, and every year that you needed money, a bond matured, meaning the principal paid off, and you just put it in your bank account and spend it. And each time that you went out a little further on the portfolio, you got a little bit better rate of return. Short-term bonds typically pay less than longer-term bonds. So you were basically earning a reasonable rate of return over the length of that ladder. Some people would ladder 10 years, some people would ladder 15, somebody a little bit less. But right now, we're not earning anything on those ladders. And so it's difficult to buy bonds. It's pretty tough to buy bonds just by yourself nowadays and pay the broker. There is a commission involved, although it's very rarely disclosed, and get a good pricing system on it, unless you're just buying in bulk. And so, laddered portfolios, we just don't see them as much. We used to see them a lot in the muni world, but we just, municipal bond world. But we just don't see them that often anymore. People just are realizing that the bond portfolios just don't create that much income. The other reason I don't think we see them as much in the municipal bond portfolio is that people are realizing that the spread, the difference between the interest rate that a municipal bond pays and the taxes that we will pay on a corporate bond, or even a government bond for that matter, is too much. The spread's too high. The interest rate is too low.
Well, give an example. Explain what you mean by that, because that's another important point.
People are becoming a little bit smarter at being tax-free investing is fine, especially if you're in the very high tax brackets. But if I can get a corporate bond that pays 5% for a specific period of time, the interest, and it's a high quality, and I can get a municipal bond that of same maturity and quality as far as ratings and things is only paying me 3%, well, it depends. Is that a good deal or not? You're saying, well, why would 3 ever be better than 5? If I'm in a 40% federal income tax bracket, I'm in one of these states that has a 15% or a 13% like California's highest rate, state income tax, well, after I pay more than 50% of my interest on a corporate bond in taxes, my 5 turns into less than 2.5. So that 3% without taxes makes more sense. That's a better deal. Mm-hmm. What I keep in my pocket is the full 3 versus, sure, I earned 5, but I paid 2.6 of it back in taxes, therefore I only get to keep 2.4. But most people are not in the 39.6% bracket. And even in California, most people are not in the 13.3% bracket. They're in a lower bracket. So maybe they lose a third of it. So, the 5% becomes 3.3%. 3.3, even after paying taxes, is better
than 3.0.
Than 3.0,
sure,
without paying taxes. And so people have become aware of that. And for the very wealthy, sure, municipal still makes sense. And that's where we'll see the bond ladders, especially with individual municipal bonds. But most people aren't in that 39.6% bracket. You probably wish you were, I know it sounds weird, but you probably do wish you were, because that means you're making like $600,000 a year.
Yeah, in the old days, of course, you had stocks and bonds. You know, you had 50% stocks, 50% bonds, 60-40, something like that. And the stock portion of your portfolio would be the one that would help your portfolio to grow, you know, mm-hmm. and give you some juice. The bond portfolio was there to maybe counterbalance it a little bit, but sometimes to give you income as well.
Well, the bond portfolio, depending on how it's used, even back then, one of the advantages of the balanced portfolios back in those days was the bond portfolio was earning, you know, you had 40 or 50% of your portfolio in bonds in a balanced arrangement where it was all being managed together as one pool, and they were paying 4 and 5%. So you were getting a nice cash flow that was being used to buy into whatever was down, whether it was the bond portfolio side of it that was down because interest rates went up, or it was the stock portfolio because of who knows why that was down. And so the money was being, there was cash flow being generated. And the dividends on the stock side was about 2 to 2.5%. So you had cash flow being generated that was being reinvested that helped the overall return tremendously. Usually, they shouldn't have been using a balanced portfolio to drive an income. If you were going to do that, you would use a bond portfolio by itself and a stock portfolio managed by itself as two separate distinct portfolios. Mm-hmm. The bond portfolio creates the income, you take all the income from it, the stock portfolio reinvests and does its job over here. And but now we're not getting very good rates of return on that bond portfolio.
No, in fact, and that's the wrench that's being thrown into the gears of the machine.
And earlier you talked about the risk of having to sell a bond before it matures. It's not just the risk of having to sell it. I need to sell it because I need the money. Unfortunately, a lot of people will sell things that they don't need to sell, but because they can't handle the negative number in the return column. They looked at the beginning of the year and it was $100,000. They look halfway through the year and said, you know, $90,000. Their emotional state of mind says, I got to get out of this. Even though if they just hold on to it, they'll get their 100 on that, you know, treasury bond portfolio.
But they don't like to
sell it, whether they need to or not.
Wow. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit more about bonds and interest rates, where they fit in your portfolio, if at all. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Any money question you have, we'll answer when we come back.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER is our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637, here to talk to you about your money. If you have any questions on anything, doesn't have to be on bonds, we are talking about bonds, you can give us a call right now. Comments, concerns, lines open, 877-PLANNER, talk to the Brain Trust. Now, we're talking about bonds here. We're talking, and we're going to take a couple of calls, but I do want to get into, when we have a moment or two, understanding what's known as yield and yield to maturity. Okay, now it sounds weird. Sounds sort of bookish, right? Yield versus yield to maturity. But you need to understand how this works, and it's actually a fairly simple thing. You would think when you buy a bond or purchase a bond, whether it's, you know, secondary market or whatever, that you're going to get, you know, I own a 7% bond, I must be getting 7% of my money. Not necessarily the case.
Now, yield is important from a cash flow standpoint to understand what it is that you're actually getting from a cash flow standpoint. Yield to maturity is important from an investment return standpoint. Yes, there is a difference. Investment return considers not just the cash that I'm receiving, but the amount of money I put up front to get that cash flow and the amount of money I get back at the end when it matures. And there may be a difference between that book ending number, what I put out up front versus what I get back at the end. The cash flow on a bond should be pretty much guaranteed by the, well, it should be guaranteed by the company. It should be, normally it's a very stable cash flow, unless you're dealing with junk and some things where you're worried about the company not paying. Then there's a whole nother measurement of risk, and you got to, you know, weigh in the risk-return relationship. But yield is very simply a mathematical. Ooh, we already said that word again.
Did math. You say math? There math. Is no math. We promised there would be no math.
It's a mathematical equation. Whether you're looking at stocks, bonds, whatever, something that produces income. You look at how much income that has been produced or will be produced from that particular investment over the next year, and you divide that by what you paid for it or what the current value is. You know, if I'm getting an interest rate of 5% on a $100,000 bond, and I could actually buy it for $100,000, I'm getting $5,000 a year. 5,000 divided by 100,000 is 5%. But what if it cost me $110,000 to buy that bond? I'm getting $5,000. That's the actual stated interest rate on the par value, the face amount, the $100,000. But I'm getting $100,000 on a $110,000 investment.
Right.
That's less than a 5% yield. But what am I actually earning when I only get $100,000 back? I'm earning even less than that. But because it works the other way, too, if you're selling at a discount.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about this and explain how all of this works coming up. 877-PLANNER. We'll get to a couple of calls. 877-PLANNER. Could be on bonds or whatever other question you have. Doesn't matter. Brain Trust here to help you out. Let's go to Gene up next in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hi, Gene.
Hi.
I have double E bonds. I know they're different than the bonds you're talking about.
Yes.
But they're coming up on the 30-year where they've quit paying.
Yeah.
And I am wondering, I got to cash them. And while I bought them, I know they posted like, I don't know, every 6 months or something, and you had to buy a certain
time. And they still do.
For the whole 6 months. So yeah. I'm wondering now that they're up against the 30-year, have they quit at that date, or do I have to wait till the end of the year or something to cash them?
Well, the bond is a 30-year, a double E savings bond is a 30-year maturity. And it does pay interest semi-annually. There is a month. The bonds aren't issued just on an annual basis. They're issued on a monthly basis. So on your bonds, on the face of your bond, it says the month and the year that it was bought. So if it's a June, 1986 bond, it matures in June, and they will add the last interest payment to it in June. And so you'll want to cash it in right after June 2016. So
okay.
You look for the month. And you wait for that month to basically cash it in. Wait till right after that month to cash it in. So you capture that last 6 months of interest. If you cash that hypothetical bond in May, the last update of the value was 5 months before in December of last year. You would have basically been paid through December of last year, but they won't pay you any of the interest for the first 5 months of this year if you cash it in before the semi-annual period. Now, new double E bonds don't work the same way, but the older bonds did do that. They only paid every semi-annual, so you always wanted to cash them in right after their semi-annual anniversary.
Right. Well, and then, so mine are the end May, they expired.
Okay.
So you can leave them sit there for a while, even though they're not paying, can't you?
You can, but you're not earning anything.
No, but at least they're safe till I decide what to do.
Yeah, I mean, they're technically, I've never heard of anybody actually being charged it, but there's technically a fee if you cash them in too late, like a year later. So
I wouldn't wait that long. In fact, I might go do them anyway, but I was just wondering about them sitting there. But so mine say May of 86.
Okay, so they
that
just...
That was the end of May, so we're into June now.
You're good to go. Cash them in.
Okay. Now, I have a couple more coming up, and I'm wondering, I'm getting along in years, if something happened, if whoever I have on them inherits them, do they have to cash them right away, or what do they do?
No, they don't have to cash them right away. They can wait till the end of the 30 years, too, because some of those old bonds are still paying 4%.
I know.
That's pretty good
stuff. Yeah, tax-deferred and no state tax.
Right, it's a government bond. So.
But they can pick it up like that and keep going, huh?
Yeah, they can keep it up. Just make sure they have beneficiaries on the accounts.
Okay, that's what I got. Well, thank you. I think that's what I needed to know.
Okay, Gene, thank you for the call. Double E bonds.
Don't see a lot or hear about a lot about those anymore, mostly because they don't pay anything. I mean, and I really mean they don't pay anything. They're paying almost nothing. I bonds have kind of taken over, which is a savings bond, but it's the interest rate is an inflation indexed rate, and it tends to pay more than the E bonds. The E bonds, double E bonds, are paying almost nothing. Now, they are guaranteed to double in value over, it's either 23 or 27 years. I can't remember which one.
Now, those work. You've explained this before. You buy a $100 double E bond.
Well, are you talking about $100 face amount?
Yes.
Or did you put in $100?
No, because you
buy them at half their face amount.
You buy them at, $50, and it at maturity.
At original maturity, it'll be worth $100.
Right.
And let's say it's 23 years now because it's like a point nothing rate of return. But in 22 years, at the current interest rate, and the current interest rate is fixed at the beginning of the bond, and it earns that right up until the six-month period before the maturity when it really earns all its interest. So you're earning almost nothing for the next 23 years or so. And then that last crediting period, boom, it doubles. It goes up a lot. So you want to be careful how many years you've had it, what's going on, when it will reach its maturities. Now, once it hits original maturity, and that's what happened with these bonds that were issued back in 1986, they weren't earning 4% in 1986. They were earning probably 7, 8, 9, 10% back at that time. Once they doubled in value, then they took on the interest rate that was being paid in the environment at that time, which at that time was 4%, mm-hmm. and then they carried that 4% through maturity. Double E bonds just don't make a whole lot of sense anymore.
They don't. I've got some.
You might want to check them because they probably had them more than 30 years. They stopped earning interest altogether.
Well, I know that my folks bought a bunch for my daughters when they were born. And so
they're not 30
27
yet.
Years old and 24 years old or something like that. But looking at the interest rate, as I did, I mean, it was a good 4.5% or something like that. You know, it was the late 80s. And I remember thinking at the time, well, that's not very much, 4.5%.
At the time.
At the time.
Now they're gold.
I'm saying, wow. Okay, hang on a second. I think we're going to take a break. Ray, you have a good question. In fact, you're going to ask the question I was going to ask anyway. So just hang on a couple of minutes, talking about bonds. So I'm going to let you ask that question. We're going to give you plenty of time to ask, and we'll answer your question as well. It's a great question. Hey, we still have two lines open. Get them, fill them up. Get on board. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Brain Trust in the house from Lucia Capital Group. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Talking about your money, we're doing this as we do every day. We've got a lot of folks on hold, but we still have three lines open. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. So if you got a money question, it doesn't have to be on bonds. It could be on anything at all. You give us a call, and we will talk to you about it. We're here to the top of the hour, and then there's another hour still after that in many cities across the country. So plenty of time, but get your calls in right now. Once again, 877-PLANNER. Let's move along to Ray in St. Paul, Minnesota. Ray, thanks for hanging on. How you doing today?
Good. I'm doing very good. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you. So what? How can we help you today?
Well, I was wondering, I just heard about your U.S. savings bonds. I have a bunch of those. So you're saying to cash those in because they're making no money?
Oh, no, not necessarily. Buying new ones today, they don't make any money. But buying, I mean, but if you have current EE bonds that you're, you know, bought in the late 80s, even the early 90s, they're paying a very nice interest rate today. So when did you buy these EE bonds?
Oh, about 30 years ago.
Okay, now we have to be careful because the EE bonds do stop earning interest after the full 30 years. They're only a 30-year life. And once they hit their 30-year maturity, they stop earning interest altogether. They just won't pay any more interest. So if they're 27, 28, 29 years, they're paying probably 4-plus percent. If they're 30 years or more, they're paying a big fat zero, nothing, zero. So yeah, if they're 30 years or more, you want to cash them in. If they're not 30 years yet, but they're, you know, 20 to 30 years, they're probably paying a nice interest rate. So we have to look at when they were issued. Were they issued prior to June of 86? If that's the case, they're not earning anything. Were they issued after June of 86? Then they're earning something. How far after 86? I mean, if they were purchased in 2015, they're earning like a quarter of a percent. That's not going to really do much good, so I don't really care about that one. But the ones that were issued in the late 80s, early 90s, those are not bad. Those are good bonds.
Okay. And my second question is I'm heavily invested into the market. I'm retired.
Okay.
I'm 66 years old. I have Social Security, and a little pension comes from my workplace. The question is I got like $400,000 sitting in the bank, making no interest, maybe 0.70. But I don't want to spend this money in the market anymore because I have enough money in the market.
That's fine.
And annuity. Where could I invest this money to get something out of it?
No, you want growth, or do you want to create an income
growth,
that you want
yes.
to spend? Hey Ray,
do you
want to create income that you can spend, or do
yes.
you want it to be able
yeah.
to appreciate in value?
Well, I would like to have it grow because, my retirement is enough money for me to live on and stuff for right now.
Okay, and so what kind of a rate of return would you like to get, and are you willing to take any amount of risk with it at all?
Well, with this money, I promised myself I wouldn't take much risk with this because this is my safe money in case, you know, the market crashes or, really goes down like back in 2007 and 8.
Right, so there's a difference.
I have this annuity, which is going to be come due in about 4 years, which will be paying me, say, about $17,000 a year.
Okay, for life?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a lifetime income guarantee. Okay.
Yes, yes. A potential one. It paid me 7%. Plus, I took out that extra highest daily limit, lifetime limit.
Yeah, okay. And so worst case scenario, it's going to pay you $17,000. So let's just stick that
well,
in our back.
That's just for right now, but I got four more years, so it keeps going up every month. It keeps going up some.
Okay, so let's just leave that one off the table. But then you have money in the stock market, and you have this $400,000 sitting in cash, right?
Yes.
So the reality is, once 4 years goes by and you turn this on at age 70, you're not going to need any money from your portfolio at all. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Yeah, that's very correct.
So what you would look at doing is creating, you may want to keep some of this $400,000 in cash, in, you know, maybe a bank account that's earning 1%. Yes, you can find those. They're online bank accounts. You could put it into fixed annuities that pay, you know, just shy of 2% if you're looking for 3 years, a little bit over 2% if you're looking at 5 year surrender periods. It really depends on when do you want to be able to have access to this money and what is the purpose of this money. It sounds like you've got all your income needs taken care of. So
yeah,
the reality is,
I don't have no debt. I'm debt free and stuff.
So you can do a lot of things with this money. You could create an income stream with it. You can go into, it depends. If you told me, look, I do not need to spend this principal in any way, shape, or form in the next 5, 6, 7, 10 years,
yeah,
then you could invest it in things that could potentially earn more money, have some inflation protection component to it, or have some downside protection to it just in case, but then try to get a better rate of return because you have time on your side. On the other side, if you told me, you know what, I need to be able to, I don't know if I will need to, but I need, on the outside chance, I need to be able to get to every one of these $400,000, and I need to make sure that they are $400,000 and no less. That's a different game.
Okay.
So we have to look at what is the real purpose of the money, and there's lots of different things you can do with it without going straight into the market. There are, like I said, fixed annuities. They have surrender periods, 3, 5, 7 year periods of time. Index annuities, although the cap rates aren't all that exciting right now. There are structured product annuities where you can get much of the upside of the market, but you have to accept some of the extreme downside of the on the market. But it's so they're all little steps on the risk scale. Each one of the steps has a potentially better rate of return, but it all hinges on liquidity. When
yeah.
do you need to be able to say, I need these dollars, I have to spend these dollars? If you really don't think you're going to need it or need more than 10% of it in any given year, there's lots of things you can do without taking the full risk of the market.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Ray, I got to get to a couple more calls, but if you want to hang on, you can learn more about this kind of thing. We talk about these quite a bit, so hold on a second, Ray, and we can give you some more information on them. That's something that we can do. That's a whole other hour. We've talked about some of these instruments before as well. Safety, of course, is relative. What is safe to you may not be safe to somebody else. It all depends on somebody's individual risk tolerance. So hang on a second, Ray, if you would. I want to get to a couple more calls here before, at least one before the break. Once again, 877-PLANNER is our number, PLANNER. Let's move next to Robert in Tacoma, Washington. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
You bet. Hi, how are you?
Good. Yeah, I had a question about the required minimum distributions, trying to update the rules on that, when you have to take it.
Okay. Is
and
this
what
for
you have to take it out of?
Is this for you, Robert?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How old are you, Robert?
I just turned 70.
This last couple months?
Yeah, here just after the first of the year, actually.
Okay, so you turned 70. This is also, this calendar year is also the year that you will hit 70 and a half, because you turned 70 at the beginning, first half of the year. You'll hit 70 and a half in the second half of the year. So you have a required minimum distribution this year, 2016. That's your first required minimum distribution year. Now, are you working?
I'm still working full time, yeah.
Okay, do you have a 401k or a retirement plan at your employment?
I do.
Do you own the company?
I do what?
Do you own the company you work for?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. When you said that, it made me laugh. No, I don't. It's a large company that I work for. I don't own it, no.
So you don't own 5% or more. Okay, so do you have IRAs? Do you have a...
I have a couple traditional and a couple Roth.
So you have Roth IRAs, traditional IRAs, and the retirement plan at your current employer's place of business, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so the Roth IRAs, no RMDs. They're okay. Your Roth IRAs, They do not have an RMD for you at any time during your lifetime.
Okay.
The traditional IRAs, those have a required minimum distribution. You have a 2016 required minimum distribution, 17, and on every year from now on out, as long as you have traditional IRAs, you have a required minimum distribution from those accounts. Now, the first required minimum distribution, and only the very first required minimum distribution, can be postponed until the first quarter of next year. So you technically don't have to take anything out this year, but you could take the 2016 RMD out at the beginning of 2017, but then you still have a 2017 RMD during that year that cannot be postponed. The plan that you have with your company, the 401k or whatever it is through your current employment, as long as you stay employed the entire year through December 31st, you do not have a required minimum distribution from that plan, as long as you're an employee for the entire year. But let's say you decided to retire in November. You decided to retire, or either you or they decided that the employment was going to end in October. Well, you're not an employee at the end of the year. Therefore, you have a required minimum distribution for this year from that plan as well. And so you would have to take a separate and distinct required minimum distribution from the plan. You'd have to take a separate and distinct distribution from your IRAs. Now, the IRAs can be looked at as any number of ways. You just have to take the right number out of any combination of your traditional IRAs that you want. So you've got some things going on. You're gonna keep working, though?
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good, and so I think I'll just keep working for a while.
Okay, so the IRAs are what you have to worry about right now.
Yeah, Robert, I got to take a break, so if you want to hold on and get some more information, we can talk to you on the other side of the break. Just be a couple of minutes here. If you have more questions, we'll be certainly happy to talk to you about that. Still, let's see, three lines open, 877-PLANNER, answering more of your questions. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The Company Store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship. in with Bill Pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Oh, hi. Welcome back to the show. A little housekeeping here. I want to make sure we answered everybody's question. That's the thing. We were, by the way, 877-PLANNER is our number, PLANNER. We just lost some folks on hold. So give us a call back during the break. Break wasn't that long, was it? Was it?
No.
I didn't think so. Anyway, you can give us a call back. We got lines open right now. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Some more stuff to say on bonds. But on our last call, because this comes up a lot too, Professor Plum, Robert in Tacoma, on the required minimum distributions, it's important that you understand, first of all, that you have one the year that you turn age 70 and a half.
Right. And so he turned 70.
Yes.
At the beginning of this year, which means he will turn 70 and a half.
Right.
It's somewhere in the second half of the year, which means he has a required minimum distribution from his IRAs.
Now, yes.
He was still working. And so he has a 401k at his current employment. And because he's still working, and assuming he continues working throughout the year, that plan does not trigger a required minimum distribution until he actually retires.
Because he's not, he doesn't own more than 5% of the company. He kind of laughed when you said that.
Well, and I didn't know who he worked for.
No, but, of course, yes, yes.
There is that little caveat.
Yes.
If you own 5% or more of the company that you are working for, and you're over 70 and a half, that little rule I just talked about where we don't have a required minimum distribution until you actually terminate doesn't apply to you. You are the owner of the company. If you are the owner, all the traditional required minimum distribution rules apply. 70 and a half, there's no extension, even on the plan from the company you're working for, because you own it, you control it. Why? I don't know, Congress said so. They just put it in. I don't know why they did it, they just did. But we have to look at each of the different types of plans as a separate required minimum distribution. Every company plan that you still have, you have two or three former employers 401ks that you've never done anything with. You have a current your current employment plan. That's different from each of the former plans. You have IRAs that you've been contributing to, or you've rolled some plans over to throughout your work history. They're all different pools for required minimum distributions. Each of those former employer plans has a required minimum distribution distinct and unto itself. Taking additional money out of my IRA, even though it might be the right amount to satisfy the taxable event, does not satisfy the required minimum distribution. So let's say I have a former employer 401k that has $100,000 in it, and my required minimum distribution from that plan is $4,000. And I have a traditional IRA with $100,000 in it, and the required minimum distribution from that plan is also $4,000. And I take $10,000 out of my IRA. That satisfies the RMD for the IRA because it's more than the required minimum distribution from the IRA, but it does not satisfy the required minimum distribution from the former employer plan that's still at the former employer. I haven't taken anything out of that. That has its own required minimum distribution.
Yep.
Even though I took out enough, I created the taxable event they wanted. It's not enough. There's still a 50% penalty for screwing that up.
You got 401Ks, 403Bs, all of those have their own individual. If you have each one of those, you've got to take one from each. All of your IRAs can be added together, just your IRAs, but all those other plans, they each have RMDs. Okay, we've got a question on that. It was, I believe, Jerome. So let's go to Jerome next in Houston, Texas. Hi, Jerome.
Hi, guys. Listen, I heard you talking about the RMDs, and I wanted to tell you that I'm 75. I've been taking RMDs out of my self-employed KEO profit-sharing plan, and I heard you tell another guy that as long as he was still working, he didn't have to take out those RMDs.
Right.
And so I'm still working. I'm still contributing to the KEO plan on my self-employed job, and I'm wondering, do I have to take RMDs out of that?
Yeah, when we were talking to the previous caller, Ray, one of the questions I asked him was, do you own the company? And he said, no, I do not own any part of the company that I work for. Therefore, he does not have a required minimum distribution from that current employment retirement plan. You, on the other side, own 100% of the plan of the company.
Correct.
That
Correct.
Means the rules, that exception to the required minimum distribution that I talked to Ray about, does not apply to you. If you own 5% or more of the company, the postponement of the required minimum distribution from your current employer's plan is not available. You are doing the right thing taking the required minimum distribution. Unless you want to get rid of 96% of your company and have somebody else own it and run it, you have a required minimum distribution from this company's plan because you are a 5% or more owner.
Okay. Well, that's what I need to know, even though I'm still contributing and
yep.
still work.
Even though you're still contributing. So the contribution is going in, and then the required minimum distribution is coming out, so it's kind of a wash depending upon the size of each of those pieces.
Yeah, got it. Okay, well, that'll do it.
Yes, unfortunately, you have a required minimum distribution.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
Okay, Jerome.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jerome. Thanks for the call. Yeah, and that's why I'm glad we brought it up, because there are people out there who do own more than 5%. In his case, it's 100% of the company. And you do have a required minimum distribution. Now, it may not be that bad. I mean, it's just an RMD like everything else.
Well, it also does hinge on the type of plan that you've input. Most retirement plans, I mean, a lot of retirement plans are 401k style, SEPs or something. They're defined contribution plans. Mm-hmm. Where the amount that you can put into it is dictated by your income. You can only put in a percentage of your income versus the other type of plan, which is known as a defined benefit plan. Now, defined benefit plans are very popular with older employers, especially self-employed individuals, because they can put a lot of money away in them. You know, if they're making $200,000, they may be able to put $200,000 away into the retirement plan. So their contribution limit is very high. However, it is a benefit that is defined. It is saying that we are funding for a future benefit that starts on, at the latest date, 70 and a half. And so the required minimum distribution from a defined benefit plan is not the same calculation as the required minimum distribution from a defined contribution plan, a 401k, a SEP, or one of these other plans, profit sharing plan. It's the benefit. And so we've seen this where somebody gets to age 70, they've been funding for, you know, a benefit of $100,000, they've been putting a bunch of money in, now they're 70 and a half, and the present value, the plan assets are worth maybe $1 million, $1.1 million, which under the one calculation would create a required minimum distribution of like $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
With the defined benefit, it creates a required minimum distribution of $100,000. It's a lot more. So most people, if you're a 68, 69, you have a defined benefit plan, you may want to think about changing it before you hit 70 and a half.
877-PLANNER is our number. Another hour is just ahead. If you want to talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors off the air about your situation, you can reach them at 800-644-1150. Once again, our number, 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back with more. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.